Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Then Percy meets Hades. It was the third god he was meeting. First he met Dionysus, then he met Ares, and Hades was the third god. But Hades struck him as the most powerful god. He looked more godly and powerful. Hades was 10 feet long and was dressed in rich black robes and had a crown in his head. He was sitting in a throne made of fused bones. He looked very powerful. Percy addresses Hades as uncle and tells that he has two requests. But Hades thinks that Percy has done something wrong. But Percy is confused. What has he done? Hades also tells that he does not want a war. Even without a war, underworld is full of dead people, and after a war, his underworld would be overflowed. Hades accuses Percy for stealing not one but two things: lightning bolt and also his power, or his symbol of power, the helm of darkness. He also tells that if he does not return the helm of darkness, he will stop death, and that would be really messy. But Percy was stunned. He did not even know where the lightning bolt was, and now Hades is accusing him for stealing his helm of darkness. That was rubbish. But Hades becomes more furious. He tells that how dare he come to the underworld with the backpack which contains the lightning bolt. And he thinks that Percy stole the lightning bolt so Poseidon can start a war. Then he opened his backpack, he found the lightning bolt and was surprised. How did that thing even get in there? Hades also tells him that he came to the underworld for bargaining for his mother and showed a mist, the exact image of Sally Jackson when the monster caught on Sally's neck and she was struggling to be alive. He tells that she is not dead, but she is kept. And if Percy does not return the helm of darkness, he was going to kill her. Then Percy thinks about taking those pearls. As Hades has sensed that, he tells him to take out the pearls. He tells that it is such a shame that he only has 3 pearls. Whom will he save? Whom will he leave behind? If he is going to take his mother, which friend will he be leaving alone? Then Annabeth and Grover stepped up. They said that, "Leave me alone. Take your mom and go." Grover said that satyrs don't actually die, their soul turns into something or a plant. But Annabeth said that, "No, don't leave him alone. I will go alone. At least I had a chance to go for a quest." Percy was heartbroken. What would he do? Let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.